Hello and welcome to Health Talk. I'm Dr. Manny. Could your sex life use a little spice? Well, listen up. Joining me now is Dr. Yvonne Fulbright. She's a sexologist with some tips on how to put that hot sauce back into your love life. Thank you for coming.
Thanks
now,
for having me.
I got to tell you, I think that men, you know, are from what planet? Mars, and women are from Venus here. Sex drive changes. You know, there's a point in time that, you know, the sex drive goes like this. You know, men get it and women don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the brain? Is it our chemistry? What's the difference?
Well, there are a number of reasons why either men or women could be experiencing low dips in their sex drive at any point in their lives, whether it's stress or hormone physical related or life circumstances or even something like pregnancy. But every couple at some point seems to have a lull, and it's especially after the 2 years that they've been together, because word on the street is the passion aspect of your love life dies after 2 years.
I get it, but you know, I know that there are couples that they get married or they live together, and they seem to have, you know, sex and sex and sex, and they could be married for 10 years or been together for 20 years and it's sex and sex. But I think, you know, and I'm a doctor, right? And I talk to a lot of couples. I think that that's really not the rule. What I find is that at the beginning, a lot of women have a very strong sexual appetite. But when they get into their late 40s, that begins to dwindle. And yet we, let's say OBGYNs, you know, we fall into the fallback positions of hormonal changes and menopause or premenopause. But that's really not the chemistry of sex, for the most part, right?
Most definitely. I mean, a lot of women do experience lulls that are physical, related to physical reasons as well as men. But I think a lot of people don't realize that they have a lot of power outside of the physician's office in getting their sex drives revved back up. Because really what keeps people passionate and together and satisfied is to do new things in the bedroom and outside the bedroom. And this is actually because of our brains, that every time you experience novel stimuli, the chemical dopamine is released, and this is known as our love drug. And dopamine actually stimulates testosterone production, with testosterone being the hormone that revs up the sex drive in both men and women. So really the key is making sure you keep things fresh in your relationship and putting in a lot of work to do that.
But sometimes the couples wait for each other to make the first move.
You can't do that. You have to be proactive. You have to own your happiness. You can't expect somebody to do it for you.